This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 21st of November. Queensland thrashed New South Wales in the Ryobi One Day Cup. Queensland made 252 for 8 after opting to bat, with skipper Chris Hartley and middle-order batsman Peter Forrest both hitting half-centuries. Alistair McDermott and Matthew Gale then took 3 wickets apiece, as the visitors were bowled out for just 142. On day 3 of the Plunkett Shield match in Rangiora, Dean Browning completed his century as Canterbury declared their first innings on 301 for 8 to lead by 62 runs over Wellington. Wellington then reached stumps on 135 without loss in their second innings as Michael Papps raced to 95. In South Africa, the momentum one-day cup match between Dolphins and Lions was abandoned without a ball bowled in Durban. Matabeleland Tuskers lead by 84 runs after closing day 2 of their Logan Cup match against Mashonaland Eagles on 186 for 2 in their second innings. Overseas player Murrin Ali hit a fluent 101, while Terry Duffin ended on 63 not out. Nathan Waller had earlier hit 51 from number 9 as Eagles progressed to 245 in their first innings. Midwest Rhinos closed in trouble on 76 for 5 in their second innings and still trail Mountaineers by 72 runs in Matari. 20-year-old Callum Price ended with figures of 3 for 28. Ed Rainsford had earlier ended with career best figures of 8 for 42 in the home side's first innings. They still made 299 thanks to a Mark Pattini century. Habib Bank closed day 2 7 runs ahead of President's Trophy leaders Sui Northern Gas Pipelines in Islamabad. They reached stumps on 239 for 4 as their top 3 of Imran Farhat, Shan Masood and Ahmed Shahzad all passed 50. Shoaib Ahmed and Syed Anwar Jr. hit half-centuries as Khan Research Laboratories closed on 216 for 5 after dismissing International Airlines of 268. Shoaib ended on 86 not out and was joined by all-rounder Naya Abbas on 36. National Bank took their first innings lead over United Bank to 216 before declaring 8 wickets down in Rawalpindi. Bilal Munir completed his half-century while Nasir Jamshed finally departed for 123. Wahab Riaz then took 2 wickets in the United Bank's second innings as they closed on 68 for 3. Port Kazim Authority still trailed by 113 runs at the close against Zawi Tarakiti Bank. Azam Hussain ended with 7 for 99 as Bank were bowled out for 365 with Baba Azam, Imran Nazir and Shakil Ansar all hitting half centuries. Port Kazim Authority then reached jumps in their second innings on 104 for 3. Junaid Khan and Azhar Atari took 7 wickets between them to restrict the State Bank just 156 in their first innings. This gave Water and Power Development Authority a 46-run lead, which they had extended by stumps to 77, the loss of both openers in their second innings.